And welcome back into the Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Morning Blitz brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. Let's bring in Mike Bednar. Mike, we're going to talk about a game that's going on up in Nashville in just a couple of days. And not to disparage the other bowl games that have been played, but now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the bowl games, and especially this weekend with the semifinals with Auburn and Oklahoma, Clemson, Notre Dame. But this game up in Nashville, Purdue 6-6, Auburn 7-5. Of course, Auburn is coming into this game that, and they're disappointed to be here, because back in September they thought they had a Heisman Trophy candidate in Jarrett Stidham. They thought they had a team that was going to compete and get, and have a chance to get into the playoffs. Purdue, they're only 6-6, but they've got a couple of big wins over Iowa and Ohio State. And you look at their schedule, they let two or three games get away early on unforced errors, most notably Missouri and Northwestern. So this is really not a typical 6-6 team. If Auburn looks at them as a 6-6 team, the Tigers are going to be in for a surprise.
Purdue beating Ohio State by 29 is why the Buckeyes are not in the playoffs, in my opinion. And you're right. Purdue is not your typical 6-6 team. When I look at Auburn, their offense is predicated off the power run game between the tackles, and they just didn't have it this year. When they lost Kerryon Johnson and Cam Pettway, they were missed more than most of us thought they would be.
Yeah, no doubt, because Gus Malzahn's offense, you've got to run between the tackles, just like you said. And when he can't run between the tackles and he doesn't have a quarterback that can get on the edge and make some yards when they stack the middle to stop that power running game, his offense is going nowhere. And that's exactly what we've seen this year. This is a guy that's coming into the Music City Bowl at 7-5, and he's on the hot seat. A lot of Auburn fans know he's going to be back for 2019, but every move that Gus makes from now on is going to be criticized and diagnosed and dissected. Auburn fans, he's not their choice for their head coach. I'll just say that. And Jeff Brohm, you know, he had a chance to go back to his alma mater, but he declined that offer, stayed at Purdue. And to me, that just says a lot of, you know, what he thinks about both places, but most certainly what he's building at Purdue.
Right. That was what was notable to me, is it tells me what he thinks of Purdue and their future, but it also tells me what he really thinks about his alma mater in the Louisville program. Maybe can't be fixed in a short time. So that was impressive to see Brohm stay there. You talked about Gus Malzahn. It's a tough spot to be in if you're on the hot seat in this situation in the bowl game, because the Auburn players, they're not going to be as excited to be here, in my opinion, because as you said, in September, they were looking to win the SEC West, not go to the Music City Bowl.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're facing a Purdue team, I think, that they've got a lot to play for. They're playing for a winning record. They're playing to continue the success that they had in the latter part of the season. And, you know, Auburn's looking at a trip to Nashville, basically. We're going to play in Vandy Stadium. This is not the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is not the Superdome. We're going up here to Nashville. If they take that attitude into that game, it's going to be a long, long summer for Gus Malzahn.
I agree. When I take a look at numbers to point out in this bowl game, Purdue has covered 7 of their last 10 games. But, Coach, they've only covered 2 of their last 7 bowl games. Now, when Auburn plays non-conference opponents, they've only covered 2 of their last 10, so those kind of wash out. I do think Purdue may be a little more motivated for this game than Auburn is.